Okay, let's get into the next daf, Psachim Yerushalmi, daf Samach Hei. As we continue here in Perek, Ketzad Tzolin, the laws of Karban Pesach. Said the Mishnah that one only designates and is Mimane, the parts of the Karban Pesach that are edible. And what is considered edible? If you look in the Mishnah says anything that will be edible even in a Shor HaGadol. The Mishnah says if it's going to be too rough and difficult and hard, so then even if it's soft in the Gedi Arach, with the Gedi which is used as a Korban Pesach, but if it's going to be hard in the Shor HaGadol, so then one can't use it. But if it's going to be soft always, so then one can use it. That was the first half of the Mishnah. And the second half of the Mishnah spoke about the Isra Shiras Etzem. When do you get Malkus? When do you not get Malkus? And the like. So let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah, because that's what we're talking about here in the Gemara. So the Gemara spoke about the last thing we did was Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What do you do with, not in a different animal, but what if you have Gidim Harachim, you have soft sinews and cartilage that right now is soft, but it's going to, as the animal would mature, it would get more tough and not so edible. So what do you do? Do you go by right now? Do you go by what it will be? So Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nimnam Aleihem. Rabbi Yochanan says, you could be Nimnam Aleihem. You could count that part as part of the Torah Pesach and designate people for the Kezias. So Nimnam Aleihem. Rishim Malakash, Bishlakash says, no, Ein Nimnam Aleihem. We are not. It's one of the interesting few times that it seems like we pass on like Rish Lakish. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, even the Gemara in Yavama says, we always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan except for three cases, but this is one of them that we seem to paskin ein nimnam aleihem. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Zohar. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Now we are a little more than halfway down on Samach Talan Abayz is going to ask a stira. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Zohar. Michlav Hashitasi to Rabbi Yochanan. Michlav Hashitasi Rabbi Shimon Lakish. There seems to be a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish. Whether we view the status, we view the meat or the parts of the animal, the cartilage, whatever it is, we're going to see. Here we're talking about Gidim, and in the context that we're asking the stira, we're going to talk about R, we're going to talk about hide and skin. This needs to be a stira, this palgun, because they argue the following. The Tanina Taman, we learn in the Mishnah, in Maseches Chulin, the Mishnah tells us, there's a perek in Maseches Chulin, towards the second half of Maseches Chulin, it talks all about Tumah V'Tara. Whole parak about Tumah and Tara, the ninth parak of Maseches Chulin, Elu Sha'orosei and Kibsaram. The following animals, their hides are like the skin, their flesh. What does that mean in terms of Tumas Nevela? Tumas Nevela. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about the relationship between Nevela and Trefa. The Reb Chaim thought that maybe it's one shame Isser, and he brought rayas to that. But physically, what's the difference? A trefa means there's an animal that has some type of problem, but even though it got shechted properly. A trefa does not have tuma. If it had a perfect shechita and it just died, it would have died for a different reason, but it was shechted, so then it is not tame, so it's also to eat. But a nevela has tumas nevela. Which part of the animal breed and transfer tuma? So that's what the Mishnah says. The basar does, and the following animals have their skin is very soft, and therefore we treat it like basar in terms of tumas nevela. The elosha rosein kibsaran, or ha'adam. When it comes to the R of a person, that's not Tumas Nevela, that's Tumas Meis. V'or Chazir Shel Yishuv. And the R of a domesticated pig. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Or Shel Chazir Abar, also a wild pig. Or Chateres Gamal Haracha. The R of the soft hump of the camel. Or Harosh Shel Egel Harach. Also the R of the head of a cow, or beis haprasos, the R that are on some hooves, all different types of parts of the animal, or beis haboshes, the R under where the animal, you know, has his private area, v'or hashalil, the fetus, v'or shdachas ha'alya, the R under the tail, v'or ha'anaka, v'ha'koach, v'halita'a, v'ha'chomet. And the R of these are four of the shmona shratzim, right? What exactly they are is a discussion, right? Different types of lizards, but the Tanakhama says all of these items are considered nevela, and therefore they would be mitame. Rabbi Yehuda Omar alita'a kecholda. Rabbi Yehuda said no, the lita'a is not. The lita'a is not one of the ones that have oris and kibsaran. Vikulan, but says the Mishnah, vikulan sheibdon or shehilak, when kadei avoda, all of them though that are processed, You take these items and you tan them, and you make them into leather, or you trample on them. Tahorin. So then they are no longer considered nevela. They are processed, they're in a different state, and therefore they are not metame, chutz mi'ara adam, except for ar ha'adam. And the Gemara says in Chulin there that that's a din d'rabbanan. Mida raisa, you know, if an ar, the ar, even ar adam is processed, so then it's not going to be metame. But mida d'rabbanan, we don't want people processing the human skin. Right? Either, a person wants to keep their, rachmana l'tzlan, they want to keep the, a memory of their family member, and therefore they're not going to bury it. And other reasons given. But that's a din of drabanan. So this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says all these items have the status of nevela. Human skin and human flesh is a big discussion, which we're not going to get fully into now. But the iser of iser achila of human flesh itself is a discussion. The Rambam talks about that in Hilchos Machalos Asuros that it might be an iser asay, not a los asay. Okay, we continue though now. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says in the Tosefta, Shmona Shrasim Eish Lamoros. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says he argues not just four that are measured by the Tanakama, but he argues is that all the eight Shrasim, have or, and their or is not like their basar. Why? Because it will eventually harden. Shmona Shrasim Eish Lamoros, says the Karbana Eda, the Ein Metame Kipsaran. In the Mishnah it said that four of them, their or is like their basar. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says none. They have or, meaning it's not basar. So that's the machlokes tanoim. So then related to that, we have the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When do we say that there's this discussion of whether these oros have the status of basar or not? Loshanu ela leiser ulatoma. But that's for whether there's a lachadchila and iser achila, whether it's an iser to eat the or, whether it's considered, you know, these animals, not kosher, ula tuma, and for tuma, whether the metame kibasar or not, we say, or thank kibsaran or not. Ava lilkos, but for malkus, or who, vein lokan ala mishum nevela. For sure, for the daraisa, it's going to, be, or, it's not called part of the basar, and you don't get malkus. Meaning the whole din, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is a din drabana. Mi daraisa, you treat the or, as or, not basar, because it's going to get hard. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan goes by what it is going to be. That's already the steerer. Rabbi Yochanan, here in our context, said, by the gidim, you are nimna alehem, because right now it's soft, even though gidim are going to get hard. So in our context, by the gidim, by Karban Pesach, Rabbi Yochanan goes by what it is now, not what it will be. And there, by Tumas Avela, he goes by what it will be, not what it is now. And Rish Lakish also, what are you talking about? The Rebbe learned the Mishnah. Mishnah Shlemash on the Rebbe. Rebbe taught us the Mishnah there in Chulin. It seems to be pretty clear that they're arguing about or kibasar on a daraisa level. Bein leiser, bein lilkos, bein letuma. So the Gemara says, Michlav Hashidasi, there's Shimon Lakish. So Rish Lakish also has a stira. Taman over there in Chulin. What does Rish Lakish say? That you go by what it is right now. Tamad hu avalei basar, right? He makes the nevela into basar. Right now, the skin is called basar because it's soft, even though in the future it's going to harden. Vikolo avalei basar, and here, by the gidin, Reish Lakish says it's not called basar because it's going to be hardened in the future. So, stira in Reish Lakish, stira in, Rabbi Yochanan. Question. The shrutzim themselves, we know there are many animals that are not kosher. Only the shrutzim are metame mishum tumasheretz. We've quoted in the past the Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai has a comment on Parsha Shmidi where he talks about how these eight shratzim do not include the nachash. The nachash, which is a symbol of tumah, a symbol of evil. Why isn't the nachash one of the shratzim? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, hachomet v'hatin shames. His kishmona shratzim. V'amr bahem eile hatzmeim lachem. V'hanachash einam bichlalam. The nachash is not amongst them. Vishla tamua bazeh, and there are those that wonder. Ki ra'ui haya bevadai she a nachash tamei umetame. It's appropriate that the nachash should be tamei and should be metame. Ki hu shoresh hatuma vahazuhama kayadua mina nachash akadmoni, because he is the shoresh. The nachash is the symbol. He's the shoresh of all tuma and zuama. V'imkein lama lo'achnisu akasa bechal ashras matameim. Why isn't the nachash one of the shratzim matameim? Aval inyan hu, says Rabbeinu Bachai, aval inyan hu, miklalei darkei haTorah, shekol nesivoseha shalom, Shelo ratzta litame hanachash b'maga'o. The Torah did not want to be metame the nachash when a person touches it. Didn't want the nachash to be metame the person. She'im kein, because if the nachash would be metame, haya adam nimna milahargo, kidei shelo yitame. A person would think twice before killing a nachash. He would just go away. He doesn't want to become tame. We know there are stories. Remember the story of Masechas Yuma. People were more worried about Tuma Vitara than they were about life and death. Right? Terrible story there about the Kohen who stabbed the other one, and he's dying in the Beis HaMikdash. But people are nervous. So people are going to be more nervous about becoming tame. And that's why Derecheha Darchei Noam V'Chonasi V'Aseh Shalom. The Torah is not metame and nachash. Never. Don't think twice about killing the nachash. And it won't make you tame. Umize hiskir kol holechal gachos shu anachash volechal arba shu achra v'umar raglayim v'ushishmon nadal mabrei shein brios mazikos l'bnei adam be'erish alahem v'yish ben machlios v'yish ben mamisos. Some of them make you ill, some of them kill you. V'hiskir ben lo sochlom ki sheketzeim lo asar ki im ha'achila aval tiher es hamaga mashen ki mishmon ha'shratzim shein lahem eres klal. Ironically, the Shmona Shrasim don't have any poison. That's a different reason. But the ones that are going to poison could kill and could make you sick. So those are not tame or metame, and therefore you won't think twice. That concept of Chonasi Vaseh Shalom, we know from Chazal and we know from the Rishonim. We could have a whole list of Rishonim that expanded. The Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Gimelish, around there discusses the idea of what is a, going through all the Arba Minim, what is a Hadas? The Gemara has a couple of suggestions about what Anaf Eitz Avos is, until we get to what we say, and that is what we call a Hadas. So the Gemara has a couple of other suggestions, and one of them is this very thorny type of branch. And the Gemara says, well, that can't be, because what? Every time you pick up the branch, you're gonna be bloody, and your hand's gonna get cuts? Derechad Achinoam. It can't be that that's what the Torah means. Again, Derechad Achinoam generally means is when we're not sure about a halacha, and when we can darshan it a different way, or when we can understand it a different way. So sometimes the Chazal, as well as the Rishonim, could use that as background. So there too, we have it by Hadas, right? We have it by, the Chinuch says it by Tumas Kohanim. The fact that a Kohen is allowed to be Matame for his, and we Paskin obligated to be Matame for his seven relatives, even though there's an Isra of Tumas Kohanim, but Rechad Achinoam to go to the family's Levaya. Tosas on the first Daf in Yevamos talks about Derecheha Darchei Noam relating to a woman who's a Nida. A woman who's a Nida, when the Nefila, the Zika Liyibim starts. So this is the first mission there discusses. If somebody has an Isser Kares, let's say two brothers are married to two sisters, and then the brother dies, so then the other brother doesn't do Yibim because there's Achos Isha. What about later on? What happens if he then divorces his wife? Right? Could he then do Yibim? The answer is no. Once the Zika was not fulfilled then, it's not fulfilled, and it applies even to Nida. We don't say when she's a Nida, and then you're going to have to, though, get married. And so the Tosas there also discusses Rechad Achinoam in that context. And there are others as well, just to mention a few. That's Rebbeinu Bachai here by Shratzim. So now we're back to the Stira in the Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish. Again, Argama, Rebbe Karim Pesach, we have a machlokas by the Gidim Arachim, by the soft sinews, whether you could count that as Basar of a Karim Pesach, to designate people to eat that for their kezayas. Rebbe Yochanan says yes, right now it's soft. Rebbe Reish Lakish says no, it's going to get hard. That's not called Basar. And here, whether these items, this or is called Basar, so machlokas the other way. Rabbi Yochanan says, for sure, it is or, and it's not metami mishum basar nevela, because it's going to get hard. And Rish Lakish says, no, right now it's soft. And that's all you look at. So how do you answer the stira? And we'll get back, let's answer, and then we'll get back to the line of Mishnah Shlema. So the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yudim and Bar Pazi, at least this will answer in one direction, Amr Yudim and Bar Pazi, Shani hi taman shehu or, va'or sofali kashos. Maybe there's a difference between or and gitin. Right? Or, the ultimate, what's or? Or is gonna be hard. That's hide. So there, you understand why you would look to the future and say it is or. Gidin are soft, now they're edible. Right? Skin is further away from basar than gidim are. Gidim are ligaments, and then they're soft, and therefore they're edible right now. But the or is different, right? Or versus gidin. Right? That's the, first answer, right? The Fakum the Karbon Aida, Shanihi, Taman, Shani Hasam Shu Or, Va'or Vadai Sofalakshos, Mashenkin Begidim, Shane Sofalikashos Kolkach. Gidim aren't even gonna get so hard.
Right? They'll get harder than they are now, but they're not going to get so hard. So havilei kibasar. Right? So therefore, that's like but the difference between gidin and or. So Gemara says that works for Rabbi Yochanan. Right? That explains Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says or that's when you look and it's badly going to be hard, and therefore it's not called basar, but here it's called basar. So the Gemara says, what about the Rabbi Yish Lakish? Kal shekein michlav hashidasi shem lakish. That makes it worse for shem lakish. Right, if you say that svara works for Ishlakas, because it's exactly the opposite. Ma in tamon shesofli kashos, in the case of or, right, by the case of chulin and basar, where it's definitely vade going to get hard, hu avale basar, there he says, you go by right now, it's soft, and therefore it's going to be tumas nevela, so kanche, esofli kashos, lo kashos, so surely by the gidin, which doesn't become fully very hard, so surely you should say it is called basar, and he doesn't say that. So how do you answer for Ishlakas? The Gemara answers, there's a difference in the context. Not in svara between or and gidin, but amar Rabbi Avun, time of the shemen lakish v'achlu asa basar lo gidin. Special din by Karen Pesach only include basar. Right? A special din v'achlu asa basar v'lo gidin. But the or of the egel, the egel you could go after right now. Special din by Karen Pesach. Good. Rabbanim te kesarin amrin, another suggested answer. The Rabban of Kesari, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Isi, they say that these two rabbis, chad michlef, chad kahadin tanya, one of them flipped the shittas in our context in terms of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, and one of them had it like we have it. So, madam achlef, the one that's flipped it, less like kahilin kushya, right, kishuya, according to the one that flipped it, they don't have a kasha, the question doesn't get off the ground, because there's no stira if you flipped it in our context. Good. Vikama yishbor, how much, getting back to the Isser, now the second half of the Mishnah, the Isser of Shiras Etzem. So the Mishnah said that if you break the bone of a Tahar Karban Pesach, then there's an Isser Daraisa with Malkus. But if I break the bone of a Tameh Karban Pesach, there's going to be a special limud that there's no Malkus. Or if I leave over, Hamosir Bator, if I leave over, that's an Isser Daraisa, but that is not going to get Malkus. Remember the Bavli said on Daf Pei Daled for one of two reasons, either a Lav Shein B'Maisa or a Lav Hanitak la'asei. One of those two reasons. But again, that's the Isra Shriyas Etzem. So, Bakama Yishbar, how much of the current Pesach do you have to break? How much of the bone in order to be chayiv? So, how much of a nick do you have to make? So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zao, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, ad kedei shetehei hayad machgeres. Until if your finger is going on the bone and it gets caught and it gets nicked, but not just the nail of the finger, the flesh of the finger. When you pass over your yad, the similar idea about we have for checking the knife by shechita, right? If it gets caught, and then by ogeres, and the Rabbi Yochanan there so here says the finger has to be caught. Rabbi Yona Amar Rabbi Yevach Rabbi Amshim Rabbi Yochanan, a different version of Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar Kadesh Tehei Ayad Machgeres. That's one that the finger, the flesh of the finger, gets caught as you move your finger across the surface of the bone. V'Charan Amar Filut Sipar, even if just the fingernail gets caught, not the flesh of the finger, but the fingernail. And the Gemara says, Manda Amar Yad Kol Shekein Siparin. One who says that if the Yad gets caught, Kol Shekein Siparin, because the Siparin, the fingernail, could be stopped and pick up even a smaller nick. Right, it's a little sharper. It could catch something sharp sticking out. So if you say yad kol shekein tziporen, that's a smaller nick. Manda by tziporen aval yadlo. But if you say it goes by tziporen, so that's but you wouldn't say that for yad. You wouldn't say that for yad. So it goes in that direction that the tziporen is stopped by a smaller nick. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Trevi on Amri. Another rule about the Isser Shiras Etzem. La'olam eino chayv sheish par etzem sheish lav basar umi makom basar. The Isser Daraisa is only when there is some flesh on the bone. We had this a couple of days ago also. Last time there has to be some, right? The Sama Gimel Mabez, Etzem She'in Ola Basar. So it has to be some Basar. Umimakam Basar, and at the spot. And you have to break it at the spot where there is Basar. That's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish both say that. Only in a place where there a bone that has Basar, and in the spot where there is Basar. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Shmuel Bar Abba, boy, really? If that's true, then you're making the Isser very, very limited. Me'ata, lo'olam eno chayev achitol evan v'yirases. So it seems like you're only going to be chayev daraisa if you take a stone and you smash it. And that's how you break the bone. Why? Why? If you're limited to yeshila basar umi makom basar, but as Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, if you do it with a knife and you cut, you have to cut through the flesh and then before you get to the bone.
as you cut through the flesh, let's say you're cutting through the flesh, and you're now you're up to the bone, you stop for a second. At that moment, really the flesh has been separated from the bone. And at the moment, and it's popped up a little bit, and at the moment that you're about to cut the bone, there's no flesh connected to it. So how could Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say that you're only chayiv in the place with his basar, umimakam basar, and the spot that there is basar? There'll never be a case if you use a knife, if you just cut, because it's going to be uplifted, lifted up. So it's only if you like smash it with a rock, because then it's going to be break and the flesh is not going to be separated. Is that how we're supposed to understand it? Right, so that's just no answer given to that question, but that's their statement. Says the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, let's read it. Achiyitol Evan v'yirases, achiyishbar al yidei makas Evan, di'i al yidei sakin. Because if you're talking about a knife, hatchila mechatech b'basar, achimagia le'etzem, v'su leka kizayis basar b'makam shvira. There won't be any kizayis basar there anymore. V'lo mishkachas lo el yidei Evan shemakal gabi basar, v'nishbar ha'etzem shetachtea. Only if the basar stays and the bone breaks under it. Is that how you're supposed to limit it in that case? Okay, there's no answer. So is the answer that no, it really stays. It's really enough if it's right above it. Unclear. Good. Says the Gemara. Etzem lechayiv. I'll call etzem etzem. It says etzem in singular lashon yachid. The etzem losish ruvo. That's how you know etzem. Each and every etzem you are chayiv for. It's not like one. You break the bones and it's all one aveira. How did the same? Or when do we say you're only chayiv one? When do you say that you're chayiv for each etzem b'hasraya achas? Right? If there's one hasra'a, so then we would say, etzem l'chayiv al-kol etzem ve'etzem. What does that mean? Explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shim shover, l'chayiv al-kol etzem ve'etzem meant, shim shover atzomos harbi v'bas achas, chayiv al-kol etzem ve'etzem. You're chayiv for each one. When do we say that you are chayiv for each etzem? Basraya achas, kishira atzomos harbi, asra achas. But with two asraos. But if you are warned on each etzem, right, when, you have to read this as, when do you say that you need the pasuk to teach me that you're chayiv for each etzem? That's if there's one hasra. And even if there's one asra, but after, if one asra, if you break three bones, so then the chiddush is that you're going to be chayiv for each one. I will b'shtei asrayos, shekein, if it's two asraos, and you warn, and then you break, and then you warn, then you break, then it's obvious. You don't need the pasuk to teach me that. I will b'shtei asrayos, shekein afilu etzem echad v'shavru, v'chad v'shavru chayiv shtayim. Right? Then obviously you're chayiv too, that you don't need the pasuk to teach me that. Okay, that's how he reads this idea. Hasra itself is an important, sugya. We know the Gemara tells me that a chaver, an ashes chaver, maybe doesn't need asra because it's only there lahavka mishogin lamezid. There is a beautiful discussion I saw that yesterday b'shem Rabbi Chanan. So I thought it was b'shem Rabbi Chaim, but Rabbi Chanan says the same thing. I don't think he quotes Rabbi Chaim that there are certain contexts that don't need hasra. It's a question how you read the Gemara in Ksubis in the Bavli Daf Lama Gimel. Edom Zomamin, the Gemara seems to say, well, when are you supposed to give Asra? If you give it beforehand, it's too early. If you give it right before the Edus, then they're going to be scared. Reb Chaim develops the idea based on the Gemara, and I saw Rabbi Chanan has it in Ksubis, in Siman Kuf Zayin, just using different words, but it's the same idea, that Edom Zomamin don't need Hasra. Why? So Reb Chaim says it's something called Shem Eid Zomain. There's a Chalo Shem Eid Zomain. Right, that's why they get the punishment. So Rabbi Chanan seems to say a similar idea. Tachiv kasha zamam hu memela below maisa hamachayev es klal ela oso hachiv shehitilu al hanidon nofil alehem. There's right, whatever was supposed to happen to A happens to B. We just move that onesh from A to B, but it's not a because of a maisa hamachayeves, which would then require hasra. Hasra is only when there's the maisa that's machayev. V'lo dami l'lav she'im bo maisa. Dikamandamar delokin alav. Tahasam ikadavar hamachayvo averis alav af she'in bo maisa. Aval ba edim zomamin leka shum davar asher bishvilo mischayvin. Elachi of nafal aleim kimo biyerusha mehanidon. What a mushal. Sheratzo lechayvo. Vialkein in chayavin el laacher gmardin af she'alav avru b'hagad asan kodem gmardin. And he continues. It's like Yerusha. It comes to you like Yerusha. So Hasra is a big topic. Rabbi Yirmiya, how do you read the sheet of the Rambam, also is a discussion. Rabbi Yirmiya says the Gemara now, that just to introduce this line, the mashmos of the Gemara that we had before, that line of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what they say, you're only chayev if there is eshem sheish la basar, umi makam basar. It sounds like that's the daraisa. That's the daraisa. If there is basar, so then, but if there's none, so maybe there will be a durabanan. That's the mashmas. Then maybe it will be a durabanan. If you don't have that, that's what eino chayiv. You're chayiv if you have those ingredients. Etzem sheish la basar, makam basar. That's when you're chayiv. Mashma that you'd be, it'll be durabanan if you don't have that. So is that really true? Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, less had the pliga of Shimon Lakish. Wouldn't that mashmos argue on Reish Lakish? Because here Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are both being mashma that will be an issa durabanan without that, right? And we had Reish Lakish a day and a half ago, Samakim al Beis, that said etzem sheina la basar mutter l'shovro mutter no issa durabanan. So the Shimon Lakish amar etzem sheina la basar mutter l'shovro. So the mashmos of this line sounds like it's also durabanan to break a bone without basar. And Rabbi Reish Lakish said before, no, it's mutter totally. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what the mashmos is wrong. That's not what you should have gotten out of this that statement here. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, lo amar ela shelo yilka. All the Gemara was saying that everybody agrees that it's not asa daraisa, right? It's asa daraisa only with basar b'makam basar. But if you don't have that, then it's not daraisa. But you're right. Rabbi Yochanan would say asa darabanan, and Reish Lakish would say mutter, right? Halas are asar, halas are asar, but everybody's agreeing that it's not malchus. It might be asar, but it might not be asar. Right, so therefore, there's no diuk mashmos against Reish Lakish. Good. Aval, the second half of the Mishnah said, Aval amosir b'tar v'asher b'tami eino lo k'arbaim. You're not going to get malchus for these cases. The second case because it's gzeiras hakasev, and the first case because it's a lav sheva meiser, lav anita klasei. Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbi Lazar masnisa. We had something like this similarly. Masnisa. When do we say this? The Brisa tells us kisheba b'tuma mishar rishona. This only, when it says shover b'tame, does not get malchus. That's only if it was always tame. Kishba b'tumah b'shar rishona. Avalimba b'tara v'nitva, but if it became tame late in the process, let's say after zrikas hadam, then it became late. You did the whole process perfectly, and it was a pesach b'tara, and now it becomes tame, kibba b'tara. That would have an issa daraisa of shviras etzem, v'lokin al shvirasa. That would get malchus on its shvira. And that's what the Kerbet Eida says, in Babatara v'nitma acharka chari ze ki'ilu hu achshav tahar v'loke elav. It's ki'ilu, it's tahar now. Ki'ilu, it's tahar now. So the p'tur of Shri'as Etzem by a carbon tamei, that's only if it was tamei throughout. But if it was came tamei only late, then we consider it as if it's tahar, and you're still going to get an aveira. Good. Last line, masiv. So masiv, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, who said that even midrabanan, there's no isser, but vataninan. So we asked this question earlier. We had some of this kind of shakalataria yesterday, but then we learned in our Mishnah, hatsamos vagidema nosar yisarfa b'shishasar. Right? We had those separate categories. And we said, atsamos there can't mean with edible basar, because that would be included in nosar. So it must be only the marrow inside the bone. Ah, you can't get to it. And that's why you're going to have to burn it v'yakutz. But according to Reish Lakish, if there's no meat on the outside, isn't it mutter to break the bone? So just break it. Why do you have to wait for it to become nosar? Answer, mipnei moach. No. The moach, the marrow inside, is also called basar. And therefore, that's called an etzem sheish bo moach. As we said before, Sir Reish Lakish, we agree that there's an iser daraisa to break those bones. Says the Gemara, so what about in the next Mishnah? The Mishnah says, that we're going to get to, but in a few minutes, that if a part of a bone goes out, psul yotze, so what do? You cut the meat. You cut the meat up until the bone, and you separate the meat that went out, and that would have to be burned. And the meat inside, you have to roll back, and you get to a joint, and then separate it by the joint. But one second, if you're rolling back the meat, then there's no meat on here now, so why don't you break it in that spot? If it's going to be mutter to, if there's no meat on it, then assuming there's no marrow in there. So v'yachlus basam and esam v'yakutz, right? So why do you have to roll it back and only break it at the joint? Break it at that spot. Says the Karbana Eda, explaining this question, Rosh Man Lakish, the Kivan Shakolev, once you're peeling the meat off, Lama Lesha Chotev, Magama Perak, why do you have to go back to only break it at the joint? Haba Emsa Etzem Namishari, break it in the middle, Kivan She'ein Allah Basar Etzem, there's no more Basar in that spot. You peeled it off. Answer, Sholofakia Tachas Abasar, because if you break it in the middle, then you might break and you might cause a bigger break, and ruin some of the bone, even in the spot a little bit further down that's under the meat. And therefore, we don't want to take any chances. Shol fakeh atachas abasar. We don't want to break the bone under where the basar is, right? You might not get a clean break in the spot that you're trying to break, and therefore, we don't do that. Period. Says the Mishnah, Eva Shatza Miksasa, as we just alluded to, a limb that goes out of Yerushalayim, or even maybe out of the house, right? Now the Korban is not allowed to go out of the house of the groups. Right? Earlier we spoke about going out and burning it right away. So that had to meet, had to be on before Pesach, and it goes out of Yerushalayim. But here it could be talking about the going out of the house. So an Aver that goes out, and Aver has Basar and Etzem. So what do you do? So Chote Chachmagil Etzem. So you cut the meat until it gets to the bone. Vekole Vachmagil Aperek. And then you roll it back and peel it off until you get to the joint. Vachotech, and you cut it at the joint. That's by Korban Pesach. Ube Mekdashin, but by other Karbanos, Kotez Bekofitz, Shemsem. By other karbanas, there's no Isser Shvira Tzatzim, so just cut it with a big sharp tool, a kofitz, maybe a not just a knife, but a large knife. So there's no Isser Shvira Tzatzim, so just break it at that spot. So the Mishnah says, and what's called in, what's called out? What about the inside? If you have a thick door, mina agaf alifnim kilifnim, from the door jam where the door goes on, that's called kilifnim, and agaf alachutz kilachutz. We'll have to talk about within the door jam itself. Hachalonas voviachoma kilifnim, and the windows and thickness of the walls, that itself is called in, inside. We'll have to talk about this more next time.